Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alpine and Sophie with your 9am Deadlines. Queen Street Mall is set for major expansion, with the first stage due to be completed by the end of the year. The pedestrian precinct will extend 230 metres down Albert Street to Mary Street, including a new public plaza connecting the future Albert Street station, currently under construction. The station, apart across River Rail, is expected to bring 75,000 commuters through the area each day. Additional dining and retail spaces will open from December, with the full upgrade to roll out in stages in 2026.
In national news, the New South Wales government gives more power to police and courts to combat public displays of Nazi ideology. This comes after a NSN rally took place outside the New South Wales Parliament House on November 8th, where a group of 60 people displayed and chanted Nazi slogans. Bans on Nazi chants or slogans will take place. Anyone who engages in such conduct will face a fine of $11,000 or a year's imprisonment. These penalties will be doubled if committed near a synagogue, Jewish school, or the Sydney Jewish Museum. Police will have new powers to order a person to take down a suspected Nazi symbol, with refusal punishable by $2,200 fines or 3 months imprisonment.
South Australia's Education Minister Blair Boyle will write to the federal government today to call for an urgent national inquiry into how asbestos-contaminated SAM products are allowed into the country. This follows the recall of products from retailers and the closure of some schools in the ACT and Tasmania that were confirmed to have used the products. Yesterday, border officials confirmed that the coloured SAM products were not required to undergo any testing before they were imported.
In international news, searches are continuing in Indonesia after landslides hit two different regions of the Java main island. 18 people have been killed and 34 people have been reported to still be missing. Rescue personnel, including police and soldiers, have been deployed in the five devastated areas alongside 22 excavators and 18 sniffer dogs. Authorities have started cloud seeding to prevent downpours at the site and hampering rescue efforts. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast.